grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Names for weed.
Yeah.
Text in your names for weed. Anything we missed in the intro there from that vintage bit of propaganda?
Oh, it's how most media stories start, right? The big long list of weed names.
Yeah, this is what we're talking about. A big weed leaf. A big weed leaf in like a Ghostbusters style, like stop sign type thing. A little bit of smoke in the background, maybe a hazed out picture of someone smoking like a plastic bong. Weed. Good or bad?
Yeah, that's the one. Usually, it's a close-up of a bearded dude toking with a bit of smoke and a black background.
A little meme. Slow, heavy metal music playing at the bottom. Great.
China TV came into the hemp store and filmed a clip, and that screened this week on their global network, the Chinese version of CNN, and that was talking about legalization here in New Zealand. And they, of course, did exactly that, used the shot of the bearded guy. I don't know who this bearded guy is, but there's this guy who smokes a lot of weed in a kind of menacing way, and he does it for all the channels.
Sounds like
even
a real
China TV.
Was at least a... Okay, interesting.
Yeah. Mm. But anyway, so hey, big news of the week, I think, and that's we've seen a lot of coverage or a lot of contrasting in quite a few news stories this week. The approach to the weed versus the booze, and that's been something that's been a little bit missing, I feel, in the debate so far. Where we've had a lot of discussion around the controls of cannabis and the health aspects and whether it's bad for you or not, and whether that should be, in fact, how you decide whether to vote, you know, whether it's a personal endorsement of what you think about cannabis. And in fact, that isn't really the main reason that people should be considering how to vote, because of course there are lots of things that are harmful out there, and you know, stepping outside your home can be harmful, as we all know.
Peanuts, from what I've read on the back of packets, peanuts can be quite harmful.
Peanuts can be very harmful, and you know, riding a horse, all sorts of things.
Heaps of ants all together. Not one ant by itself normally, but heaps of ants all together. Apparently, that can be quite dangerous.
Depends how many you stuff in your mouth, that's right, and whether you have an allergy. But so what we've had this week, you know, people actually drawing attention to this, and it started with Doug Selman, who is a professor down at University of Canterbury, I believe, somewhere down there anyway, down south somewhere, and he's one of New Zealand's experts on alcohol policy and addiction and these sorts of things, and he's written a column just wondering what life would be like in New Zealand if alcohol was treated the same way as the cannabis referendum. And in fact, you know, even though the same guy, Doug Selman, he's recently done another column looking at comparing the health effects of the two and finding that on 13 major categories of health effects that alcohol was more harmful on all of them. And the only thing that cannabis really had any kind of degree of harm or featured strongly on was acute intoxication, a higher level of people feeling a bit anxious or paranoid. Mm. But in fact, the severity of that symptom was ranked as sort of on the lines of moderate or a bit, as opposed to something, you know, really full on. But anyway, so that was in terms of comparing the health effects. And then he's done this column looking at what it would be like, you know, where we have alcohol currently advertised on TV and sponsoring sports teams.
Yeah,
and just how ingrained it is.
We're indoctrinated into loving it.
Yeah, and the cannabis referendum is not like that at all. So even though the NOPAs go on about, oh, this could be, you know, big cannabis and running billboards and things and all this sort of thing, it's not like our approach to alcohol. Advertising and marketing is banned. You know, storefronts won't be, you know, covered in advertising, that kind of thing. But certainly it won't be sold in the way that alcohol is sold. And even if we look, I've mentioned this on the show before, the way that they're going to allocate the licenses, that in itself will change the behavior of those people who do get them. Because the only way you're going to get a license is by making that basically this pledge to the licensing authority that you're going to do all these really good things and you're going to be basically run like a social enterprise. And those are the people who will get them. And if you don't operate that way, you won't get it. So it selects for people who run like a social enterprise, and if you don't back that up with action, you know, you're just not going to retain your license. So the way the industry operates, you know, is going to be quite different under our
do you think
under our scheme.
Comparing cannabis to alcohol is a good way to change someone's thoughts on how they might sort of perceive cannabis?
Well, I think it gets them away from necessarily how you... Or basing that decision based on just how you perceive cannabis, because the reality is we're not going to really necessarily change people's minds about that, but what we can get to think about is what's the best approach to that. And so even if you hate cannabis, prohibiting it is not the best approach. And alcohol just gives you such a good analogy for that, because we've all seen alcohol prohibition, we've all seen the movies, we all know what happened, we all know how it failed.
It's also kind of the only one that's really recreational, that people, you know, kind of just cruise on the regular, you know, as like a social, although it does get used in hospitals as well, but not, you know, it's the socially acceptable sort of inebriant, I guess. So it's the one way of looking at it.
It gives you a good analogy, or a good, you know, real life analogy for how it could be regulated, but also for how we could do it better. And in fact, it does bring me to another column that ran this week, and that was in the Herald of all places, and that was by a guy called Lee Suckling, and he was basically saying the less alcohol that we could have, the better, and it would be a wise choice to, instead of drinking, if more people consumed cannabis, New Zealand would be better off. And I think, to be honest, we as a campaign have been a little bit shy of promoting that kind of argument. We're wary of being seen as pro-cannabis, and we like to kind of say, oh, look, this isn't about whether you consume it or not. This is just, you know, this is about reducing harm and increasing control. But actually, there is also an argument to show that actually, if cannabis use went up, if it meant that alcohol use went down, that's actually a net benefit. And so we shouldn't necessarily be afraid of cannabis use going up post-legalization. I mean, all the indications overseas is that use only really goes up among older people, and use among younger people drops. I mean, it halved in Canada within 1 year after legalization. The use among teenagers halved, which is just incredible.
Yeah, just options.
I don't think we should be afraid of use going up if it means that alcohol use goes down.
Let me say one thing. Cannabis, alcohol.
Pardon me, what was that?
Is there such a thing as cannabis, alcohol?
Cannabis alcohol. There is some
crossover
places around the world that allow that, but personally, I think it's better off to not encourage people to mix the two and to make a kind of decision which one are you going to do. And certainly here in New Zealand, under the referendum model, you won't be able to have them sold or consumed in the same place, and you won't be able to have a product that involves both of those.
Okay, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so it'll be, you know, make your choice and then stick to that.
Fair enough.
And Chris Fowle, anything else in the news this week?
What else? Oh, we had a study that came out. Workplace safety is often on people's minds, and in particular saying, oh, you know, this is what could happen after legalization. Everyone's going to be high at work. Hasn't been born out overseas, but a study that did come out this week found that use after work, people that go home and have a toke after work, had no impact whatsoever on workplace performance or safety.
The people that are high at work will already be high at work. There, I said it.
Well, the idea is not to be high at work, or certainly not if you're involved in the safety sensitive. And if you want to be high at work, then get a job where that's okay and where your employer, you know, is fine with that. And that could be many, you know, creative type industries or non-safety industries. But certainly, if you're in a safety sensitive one, then don't be high at work. You know,
no one's going to start smoking weed at work because
that's just kind of like what it means to be an adult.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. So if someone's high at work, they're already high at work. It doesn't matter if cannabis is legalized or not in that aspect.
I guess there is that argument, but also it might actually, you know, make it easier rather than, as I say, now it's a bit of a brush it under the carpet or even. you know, firing people for no reason and things like this. So it kind of forces everyone to grow up and be a bit more mature. And in fact, that was also one of the, well, you even said this last week, I believe, on the show, that that cannabis legalization is like a grown-up's policy. And old Ross Bell, he was on News Hub, Ross Bell from the Drug Foundation was on News Hub a few days later. And so great minds think alike, and talking about that cannabis, making cannabis legal is the grown-up approach. And prohibition, you know, treats everyone like naughty children. And you can think of that as in your workplace too, the kind of the current approach to that. It's like treating everyone like naughty children. You're all going to line up and piss in this cup, and the police are all going to treat us like naughty children.
And
cannabis legalization forces everyone to act like adults and to treat everyone else like adults.
Yep. Someone's high at work right now. Just got it on the text machine. I think they could just be painters, though. You never know.
They could be.
Lots of people working behind laptops at home.
A lot of people don't do any work but get paid. Maybe he's been kept on a retainer because he's a good golfer at the company. I don't know.
We're drifting.
Yeah, we're allowed. Electric Pooha, yeah, Sticky allowed. Icky. Some people call it Pedo Cameron, Hoona. There you go. John's like, what the fuck are these? Weed names.
Chris, I was just thinking, what's your favourite name for cannabis?
You know, down in the Horowhenua, they call it the Hoobanacky, and I've always thought that was a good one.
Wacky Backy, that reminds me of.
Well, but it's even more out there. It's even less known.
Hoobanacky.
Oh, boy. So, hey, what else is happening? Not a lot. I think we've covered everything.
Somebody's saying they get way more shit done when they're high at work. Their attendance record is 100%. There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Interesting.
There you go.
Now, just before we wrap things up, Chris, for people wanting to visit a resource to learn more about the cannabis referendum and why they should make an informed choice on how they're going to vote, where's a good spot to check out online?
Well, if you want to go somewhere where it's all in one place, I've got to say Normal's website, normal.org.nz, we've put a thing right on the homepage that links off to everyone else's ones and all the kind of guides and things. So that's a good starting point. Go to the normal.org.nz. Make It Legal NZ has got a really good FAQ to take you through having a good conversation with people around you. And the Drug Foundation's website, which is called On Our Terms org.nz, that also has a really good conversation starter pack. Okay. You know, where you can read that and even like a flowchart, you know, take you through various scenarios and things like that. So that's really useful. And we put a link to that straight from the Normal website, normal.org.nz. There's a link right there. And normally I'd say come on into the shop, come on into the hemp store and have a chat. But, you know, we're kind of closed at the moment, like everyone else. But we got the deliveries going and we got the click and collects. But from Monday, hopefully, along with everyone else, we'll be back open again. And then we can kick everything back up to campaigning and going hard for the referendum. So, you know, that's your spot to come in if you're in town. If you can brave coming into town.
Right on.
Still got
come
some
up to the hemp store and have a chat. Stay your 2 metres back, you know, wear your mask, but come in and have a chat.
Don't touch me, eh?
Still got some nice
don't touch me.
Hemp
no,
t-shirts.
Stay your 2 metres back, you filthy buggers. No. We love you. Come on in and have a chat.
John was just asking if you've still got hemp t-shirts, and I know that you do. You've got a big rack of them.
We got heaps, mate.
Chris Fowley from the Hemp Store on K Road. Thank you very much, mate. It's always a pleasure. We'll catch you next Thursday at 4:20.
Yeah, we'll hopefully see you in person next week.
Fuck, that would be rad, man. Take care.
All right. Cool. See ya.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Mull. Pucker.